Ross Mitchell is the president of the Asbestos Removal Contractors Association. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning. How are you?
It seems that Telstra has stopped working on pipes and pits to be used for the NBN rollout, and people like you are being deployed to remove the asbestos. How do you go about it?
Well, the bottom line is the asbestos, it's mainly in these pits and the old truncheoning cables, and they've been around for decades. Telstra has, had these in the ground there, with all their cabling structures and that running through them for.
Is it wrapped around the cable?
Some of it, it's actually what they call the Telstra pit, which is basically like a box inside where they join, lengths of cable that go together. They could have their joining points and things like that, connecting points. And then you've also got asbestos cement conduits, which is like a pipe.
Yeah.
And they run the cables down the pipes, basically, that contain asbestos cement.
The argument has been put that since this asbestos is wet, taking it out of the ground is not quite as dangerous as it might be because it all, there's no fibres being released into the atmosphere.
It's like any asbestos product, particularly with this case, it is called asbestos cement, which means it's asbestos fibre within, it's bound in a cement matrix.
Okay.
However, it's in the ground, and like any asbestos, if you leave it dormant or leave it in a static position and you don't disturb it or touch it, then there's no, probably no possible way that you'd, perhaps get a fibre release. However, it does, the cementing agents around it does break down over years through moisture and water and lichen and mildew and things.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now disturbing the pits. They are now perhaps disturbing the pipework and things. And it's in that position when you start to disturb it. If it's not handled correctly, the right way, the potential of having airborne asbestos fibres, liberated or released into the air, is a possibility.
What is the correct way to get rid of it? I mean, I get the feeling this is a bit of a trade secret that you're going to, you're going to give me a quote rather than tell me a method.
No, not at all. Look, it's not. When it comes to removing asbestos, yes, there's licensed asbestos removal contractors that have been working with it, know the correct methods and do it, all the time and do it safely and correctly in accordance with, work cover, OH&S requirements, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, no, it's not necessarily a rocket science how to do it. Any person that's done the appropriate training, know that it's basically comprised of, ensuring you go and not know other hazards like electricity and things. You've got to look at all situations around it, that you basically try and keep the product or the asbestos cement sheeting intact.
Yep.
You try to minimise breakage. You don't use mechanical means like, cutting up with grinding wheels and things like this. You try and, say, dig around the pit and there will be some breakages, so you make your breaks to a minimum. You keep the area clear of unprotected people.
And then you don't just throw it in a skip by the side of the road.
No, you're meant to bag it up. You double bag it in we've got, special, made for the job, asbestos plastic bags, which have the correct thickness to it, and we often double bag it and we gooseneck it and things. And then there's other, a bit more to it than I can probably just go to it in here. Then you just get it into these bags. You manage it. You know where the asbestos is coming from. Yes, it goes into line skips. Yes, it should get taken away. One of the probably issues, I think, as a side thing, this waste, asbestos waste and the cost of it, if you get cowboy subcontractors, they'll try and make money by not having to spend the tipping fees, perhaps. And that's where the illegal dumping comes into it, but that's another issue.
I guess the bottom line here is that this is something that was not foreseen in the setting up of the NBN, and there's an overhead of greater cost that might otherwise not have been there.
I would absolutely object to that intensely. These pits and asbestos cement-containing conduits have been in the ground here for decades. I've worked in the industry for 25 years. Telstra and other, government bodies that, or whoever, not necessarily government bodies, but other bodies that have dealt with this have known these conduits with the related to the Telstra cabling has been there. The government, there's been audits and assessments done over many, many, many years from various states and various authorities. So it is widely known that this is done.
So hang on. So the news, in inverted commas, that there are delays in the rollout of the NBN is a beat-up in your view?
It's an absolute beat-up. Everybody knew that these pits contained asbestos cement. There was asbestos in the areas that they were going to be working. And if someone, it's just a complete lie. I think it's an absolute lie. I think if they pick, that people shouldn't know that. The major contractors and project managers that
have always known
are running
this,
they know. They've dealt with this for years. Like, you know, without saying the names, I've seen the names that are involved in the business, and I've personally been involved with them. Things like through the M7 motorways up in Sydney,
right,
where they've been doing all this removal of the, you know, the asbestos cement pipework conduits as well as the pits, and they know full well that there's proper methods and proper contractors and that to do it, and it appears that the major project managers, you know, they're getting the billions of dollars and everyone subbies it down to the poor or little, and they try and take the cheapest contractor. Well, it appears that you'd be questionable they're even taking, you know, licensed and responsible contractors on at this stage.
No, well, roll on NBN in that case. Thank you very much for talking to us, Ross.
No worries.
Ross Mitchell, President of the Asbestos Removal Contract Association.